great. The Yankees 4 and the Royals 3.
For most.
Right now, let's take a 10-second Lon Jeans timeout on the New York Yankee ring. Lon Jeans is the official timekeeper of the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Dr. Judith Curianti helps you through the rough spots in your life weeknights here on Talk Radio 77.
All right, Don Slott, the batter. He is 3 for 3, single, twice, and triple. And Murray's pitch, he bluffs the bunt, takes the ball.
Gossage gets up in the bullpen. He starts heating him up along with left-hander Bob Shirley.
He was a little upset reading the... Here's your paper, Morse Klein's column today.
What's he upset about?
He said he's been pitching under too much pressure. Couldn't believe it. That's his job, right? To pitch under pressure.
Yep. He was just kidding. That's one of those Rizzuto interviews.
I hope so.
You're going to the Mets. You're going to retire.
Going to Hollywood.
Yeah.
A bouncing ball is short. Smalley in between, hop up, throw to first, they got him. Boy, that was not an easy chance.
Smalley, look. Rizzuto, I don't need an interview.
Yeah, that's true. A rainy day interview.
Just kidding.
That's right, didn't mean it, just...
All right, Pat Sheridan came on as a pinch hitter and struck out. Right here, no, that was a very, you got to read it, Bill White. Maybe Morse Klein's got the column with him.
I saw George Frazier reading the column with interest.
Swing and a miss, strike one. Well, he also mentioned the fact he's getting a lot of pressure from George Steinbrenner.
From whom?
George Steinbrenner.
What kind of pressure would that be?
That's what I say. Well, very unusual. I never finished my sentences, but very unusual. On all back and out of play.
What are you looking for?
Some guy wrote me a beautiful saying. I want to make sure I got it right. He says, I hope you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live.
Well, you haven't.
Haven't what? I haven't reached the point of living as long as I want. The game, yes, the pitch is outside and it's 3-2. I'm just trying to take a little pressure off the boot. You can feel the pressure up here with the Yankees leading 4-3 in the top of the ninth.
Tell you what.
What?
Brett's going to be up here unless they get these two people out.
That's right. The 3-2 pitch line. What a play by Mattingly. Holy cow, that made Bill White proud. White has the first baseman talk about.
Well, he did an excellent job. First of all, he's playing. He carried the ball where he should have been, and he really got a lot of extension as he leaped up and robbed Sheridan of at least a... single, maybe a double.
I'll tell you, Bill hit the nail on the head. You talk about extension. Mattingly is not a big man, but it looked like he went 10 feet in the air. Perfectly timed leap and one hand grab. Oh! Two out and drive carefully going over the bridge, White. I want you to get any tickets. Bad Huckleberry. Washington has struck out, bounced to second, fly to right, and bounced to short. The pitch, he bunts foul back to the screen. Two men are out. One strike on UL Washington, and as Bill White said, they don't want this next man to come to bat, George Brett. Yankee pitching has really held him in check through most of the series. He is ever dangerous. Two out, nobody on. The stretch by Dale Murray. And the pitch swing and a foul outside of third. Strike two. And now the Yankee fans feet.
A big, big out for Dale Murray. No balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Top of the ninth, Yankees lead 4-3. The noise of the crowd will let you know what he does. Here's the set, the pitch. Ground ball, base hit by Smalley. And Washington makes a big turn, then goes back. Smalley was playing him way in the hole like he would a right-hand hitter, and he hit it right to where the shortstop would normally play, and that's Smalley's fault. They had placed him defensively, and here comes Billy Martin. Holy cow! You think Billy's going to bring the goose in and pitch the brick? This would bring up some nightmares for me. He made the motion. Well, there's a break in the action with the score. The Yankees 4 and the Royals 3.
All right, the goose is on. And he relieves Dale Murray, who did another excellent job while he was in there. Murray gave up only one hit, and that was the hit to UL Washington. Now, I had started to say when I saw Billy Martin make the motion for Gossage to come on, that it brings back some nightmares when George Brett, in 1980, the year the Royals beat the Yankees in the playoffs, right here at Yankee Stadium, hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball thrown by the Gossage, 120 miles an hour into the upper deck here at Yankee Stadium. And the best fastball pitcher in baseball and just about the best fastball hitter in baseball, George Brett, what a confrontation. The set, the pitch, a swing and a drive to deep left field. And curving foul, holy cow. Where's Bill White? Bill White is in his car on the way home and up here getting agita and nervous and cold. Long strike. The set by Gossage. The pitch deep to right field. Holy cow, I don't believe it. Home run for George Brett. I don't believe it. That lightning could strike twice. And Billy Martin now is coming out. He wants to take a look at that bat. Well, that's a little late. I don't believe it. I told you I had nightmares about this thing. Unbelievable. Hey, they might have a point here. Thurman Munson was called out after getting a base hit because there is pine tar above. You can see the bat. Oh, no, you can't. You're not on TV. Above the trademark. And Billy Martin might have a valid point here. That's the only way the Yankees can get out of this scrape. Holy cow, I can't believe it. Brett hit that ball 9 miles. Billy pointing to the bat. Now, Thurman Munson had gotten a base hit out in Minnesota, and the manager of the Twins at that time asked the umpire to look at the bat, and they called Thurman Munson out. And Martin has a very valid argument here. And if he wins this, there will be chaos. Look at George Brett. He is getting congratulated, but there's a big huddle out there. And the umpires are going to talk. They got to get a calibrating machine out here to calibrate this thing and see just how high the pine tar is. And there is a definite rule in the rule book that you cannot have it above a certain distance. Oh, what a huddle out there. This really... Billy Martin standing with his arms folded out there. Boy, he was quickly off that bench. Well, look who has returned. He made a U-turn on the bridge. Bill White is back. And they are about to make a decision, and this could be a momentous decision. I can't tell by the way they're walking as to who's going to win this argument.
Well, they're going to try to use the 17 inches of the bat, or the plate to measure the bat.
but they should measure from the far end of the plate.
Well, first of all, I don't see anything wrong with having pine tarp as far as you want on that bat.
Bill White, you're right, except for the fact that you remember the
I can't believe that.
Wait a minute,
Bill.
They did that to Simon Munson out in Minnesota.
Brett is upset, and I can't believe that, Bill.
Well, now, wait a minute, Bill. They did it on Thurman Munson in Minnesota. It was not as dramatic a moment as this. Thurman hit a line drive in the left field, and a base hit drove in a run.
I said the same thing then. I couldn't believe that they could call Thurman out. And well, I can't believe they'd call Brett out here.
Well, I tell you, there's a rule, a definite rule in the rule book that the pine tar can only be a certain height. And now they're trying to get rid of the bat. And Gaylord Perry was out there. He's going to get fined. He was in a tug of war with the umpire. Dick Houser is furious. They are holding George Brett out there. Three men are holding him.
Well, the game's over.
That's right. He is called out. And the Yankees win the game 4-3. But it's one of the most unbelievable endings I have ever seen. I know how you feel.
Well, I've always, if you're tampering with a bat, which I've done, if you put cork in it or put nails in it or whatever, I can see that. But pine tar more than 18 inches is not going to help you hit a baseball.
No, it's one of those ridiculous rules that they have come up with, like a hitter can't go back and get pine tar on his bat. Except
well, the game's over. The Yankees win it 4-3.
Unbelievable. An unbelievable ending. And you know, look at George Brett. He is still furious, arguing with the umpires. Dick Houser is right. You know they're going to protest this game. But there is a rule in the rule book that definitely states that you cannot put pine tar above a certain part of the bat. Now, they have called it. The game is official. The Yankees have won it 4-3. And we will not hear the end of this for a long time. The final score, the Yankees 4 and the Royals 3.